Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the Meta Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from the Miracles, David Ruffin, his brother Jimmy Ruffin, the Temptations, the Jackson 5, Boys to Men, and the Spinners. All coming up for the next half hour as we kick it off with the Miracles and the Tracks of My Tears, a beautiful song right here on Motown Memories.
Honey, now life to a tragic end. From an orphan home to college, now I found true love in you. I bet you and me were married, but your folks did not approve. Oh, baby, seem like the odds are against me. Nothing works out right for me. Ooh, I lost everything I've ever loved, and now I'm losing you. Oh, I lost everything I've ever loved, baby.
From Jimmy Ruffin, a beautiful song I passed this way before, reaching number 17 in the pop charts from 1966. Before that is brother David Ruffin, I've Lost Everything I've Ever Loved, reaching number 58 from 1969. And we start with The Miracles and the Tracks of My Tears, number 16 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the men of Motown. Well, coming up, a classic song from The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, Papa Was a Rolling Stone was written by Motown songwriters Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, who had a hit way back in 1960 with the song Money. It was a single originally recorded by The Undisputed Truth in 1971. Their version of Papa was released as a single in early 1972, and it peaked at number 63 on the pop charts and number 24 on the Rhythm and Blues charts. Later that year, Norman Whitfield, who also produced the song, took Papa Was a Rolling Stone and remade it as a 12-minute record for The Temptations. And it turned out to be a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and it won 3 Grammy Awards in 1973. Well, The Temptations version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone was ranked number 168 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, one of the group's 3 songs on the list in retrospect. The Temptations' Otis Williams considered Papa to be the real last classic that the group recorded, and it would be the Temptations' last number one hit on the Motown record label. Well, a 7-minute edited version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone was released as a single in September of 1972, and that's the version playing now. Here are the Temptations with Papa Was a Rolling Stone right here on Motown Memories.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women. drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Five with Sugar Daddy, number 10 from 1971. It was done with the Temptations classic, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, number 1 from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the men of Motown. Well, coming up, Boys to Men with It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, right here on Motown Memories.
How do I say goodbye? The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad. I thought we'd get to see forever, but for
Joining the UK, the Detroit Spinners with I'll Always Love You, and that was number 35 from 1965. And we start with Boys to Men, and It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, number 2 from 1991. Well, this hour, we feature the Men of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.